When the Glen Canyon Dam was finished in 1966, it marked an important development for water management in the arid West. It also transformed Glen Canyon into the man-made reservoir Lake Powell, which reached its capacity for the first time on this day in 1980. As KUER's John Reed reports, that's a grim milestone for environmentalists who have never forgotten the loss of Glen Canyon.
It's been called the Lost National Park. Before it became Lake Powell, a reservoir stretching 186 miles, Glen Canyon was a maze of towering sandstone cliffs and spires, with thousands of indigenous ruins, now mostly lost. Rich Ingebretson saw it on a Boy Scout trip in the early 70s, as the water was just beginning to rise.
And I have a vivid memory of that hike. It was long and hot, just going up over boulders and cliffs. And you'd walk up to a pool, and you'd get down, and you'd slide to the next lower one.
He remembers walking by the river and staring up at a wall of red rock. His scoutmaster pointed up to a mark near the top, hundreds of feet above them, and told him one day it would be underwater.
And I mean, it's way up there. Like, that is unbelievable that there'll be that much water here. And I just, it made me sad to look at those cliffs and think that we'd never see him again.
He says that sadness he felt as a kid, which would later turn into anger, never went away. Ingebretson would go on to dedicate his life to the canyon. In the mid-90s, he started the Glen Canyon Institute, which has long advocated draining Lake Powell. It's a feeling many environmentalists share.
That's one of the reasons it becomes such a lightning rod, so contentious. It's like the girl who got away. You kind of never get quite over that.
Weber State History Professor Sarah Dant says to understand Glen Canyon, you have to put it in context. The Glen Canyon Dam is the biggest in the Colorado River Storage Project, a series of dams built to manage the notoriously unpredictable river and the most important water source in the West. One of the project's early proposals would have put a dam in Echo Park in Dinosaur National Monument, until the environmental community mounted a campaign against it.
It really sort of electrified the environmental community, not just in Utah, but across the country, because it really was seen as a test case for the sanctity of the national park system.
People spoke out against it. There were magazine articles, a famous coffee table book, and it was successful. But Dan says that in saving Echo Park, environmentalists agreed to allow the project's other dams to go ahead unopposed, including one in Glen Canyon, which at the time was virtually unknown.
It's remote. Nobody'd been there. Then they discover, OMG, Glen Canyon is stunning. And that was a real screw-up.
So environmentalists, led by the Sierra Club, launched another campaign with tactics similar to what they used against Echo Park. But they were too late. And by 1966, the dam was finished.
And in many ways, I think it's that sort of 1-2 combination of Echo and Glen Canyon that creates this energized environmental movement.
Dan says the failure to save Glen Canyon was a key marker in the environmental movement's radical turn. It played a central role in Edward Abbey's novel, The Monkey Wrench Gang, about a group of eco-warriors who set out to sabotage industrial development in the American Southwest. Standing in front of the dam in 1981, Abbey described the philosophy like this.
I think we're morally justified to resort to whatever means are necessary in order to defend our land from destruction. Invasion. I see this as an invasion.
The book inspired one of the first major publicity stunts by the radical environmentalist group Earth First. In 1981, they rolled a giant plastic tarp down the side of the dam to symbolize a huge crack. The moment was captured in a short documentary called The Cracking of the Glen Canyon Dam.
And at the count of three, yell, "Free the Colorado," as loud as we can. And maybe the spirits will be with us and we'll really put a crack in it. One, two, three. Free the Colorado!
Dan says for many environmentalists, Glen Canyon became a symbol of American hubris. In an era before environmental impact studies, major development projects could go up without considering the downstream effects.
There had been this assumption for so long that development is good. We had built dams because they were good for America, and we got cheap hydropower, and that enabled us to develop.
By mid-century, though, Dan says people were beginning to see some of the negative effects of that expansion, like the loss of Glen Canyon. But she says the legacy of the dam and Lake Powell are complicated, because for all those who say it should be drained and the canyon restored, many others say it remains a critical resource for managing water and generating power in the West. And both, she says, are right. John Reed, KUER News.